Welcome to On Tap Daily for July 24th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. All right, let's start with the big Google story, because yesterday was absolutely packed with AI Max news, and it all points in one direction. Google announced that AI Max, their AI-driven intent matching system, unlocks what they're calling billions of new monetizable searches. At the same time, AI Max was spotted appearing inside standard shopping campaigns, not just Performance Max or Search. And Google published detailed migration guidance for the dynamic search ad sunset, pushing everyone toward AI Max. When you stack those three things together, the picture is unmistakable. Google is systematically replacing human keyword targeting with AI-driven intent matching across every single campaign type. For e-commerce advertisers, standard shopping has been the safe harbor, the campaign type where you could still see search terms, set manual bids, and maintain control. If AI Max rolls into standard shopping, that control layer starts eroding. Your product feed quality just became the single most important variable in your advertising strategy, because that's what the AI uses to decide which queries your products appear for. Audit your feeds now. Make sure titles are rich with attributes, descriptions are comprehensive, and every optional field is filled in. Now, while Google is reshaping how ads work, retailers are deploying their own AI experiences. Michaels launched an AI shopping assistant called Ask Mike, built with Google Cloud's Gemini Enterprise platform. And here's the number that should grab your attention. They went from concept to production in 6 weeks. 6 weeks. Ask Mike handles natural language queries like, "Help me plan my child's birthday party," and recommends products based on the project, not just keywords. In its first few weeks, it's handled 75,000 conversations, with over 60% focused on creative project guidance rather than simple product search. Michaels isn't alone here. Ulta Beauty and Macy's are also using Gemini for similar deployments. The takeaway for merchants of all sizes is that the barrier to deploying AI-powered shopping assistants has dropped dramatically. But it only works if your product data is rich enough to power it. There's that product data theme again. Staying with AI, OpenAI announced a deal with Yelp that feeds real-time local business data, reviews, ratings, photos, and quote requests directly into ChatGPT. This matters for any merchant with physical locations. When customers ask ChatGPT for recommendations, Yelp data will now inform those answers with branded links back to Yelp's platform. Your Yelp profile, your reviews, your photos, they just became part of the AI recommendation engine. If you haven't claimed and optimised your Yelp listings, move that up your to-do list. On the regulatory front, the European Commission fined Google nearly $1 billion under the Digital Markets Act, 460 million euros for self-preferencing in search and 430 million for Google Play violations. This is the DMA showing its teeth. For merchants, the practical impact depends on whether these fines actually change Google's behaviour in how it surfaces results. We'll be watching that closely. In retail technology news, Lazy Boy expanded its use of 3D cloud technology for product imagery, allowing customers to see every product and configuration exactly as it will be built. This replaces manual rendering production entirely. If you sell configurable products, this is the direction product visualization is heading: dynamic 3D imagery that shows the exact configuration the customer has selected, generated in the cloud rather than shot in the studio. And Tractor Supply partnered with Instacart to offer same-day delivery from over 2,400 stores. This comes alongside their DoorDash partnership and their own delivery hub strategy. What's notable is Tractor Supply positioning same-day delivery for products like pet food and farm supplies, categories that aren't traditionally associated with instant delivery. The consumer expectation for fast delivery is extending into every retail vertical, not just grocery and fashion. On the partner side, Hoover's documentation shows continued activity on their default theme change log, with releases across their 1.4 and 1.5 lines, maintaining their multi-version support strategy through the Magewire V3 transition. The consistent update cadence across the Hoover ecosystem remains strong, and if you're running Hoover, keeping up with these releases should be part of your regular maintenance cycle. The Google Ads API also hit version 25 yesterday, adding YouTube measurement metrics and, notably, loyalty campaign goals. That loyalty goal addition is interesting because it signals Google recognizing that not every campaign is about acquisition. Being able to optimize campaigns specifically for customer retention within Google's ecosystem is a meaningful capability for merchants with established customer bases. So what's the thread through all of this? it's AI taking over the decision layer. Google's AI is deciding which queries match your products. Michael's AI is deciding which products to recommend. ChatGPT's AI is pulling Yelp data to decide which businesses to suggest. The common denominator is that your data, your product feeds, your business listings, your reviews, is the fuel these AI systems run on. The quality and completeness of your data determines whether AI works for you or works against you. Invest in your data layer. That's the competitive advantage that matters now. That's your ONTAP Daily for July 24th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.